Open your Bibles to Psalm number 41. Psalm number 41. Ang sabi dito ng psalm, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. We must never forget that these words are part of verse number 1. Kasama siya sa verse number 1. Kaya pag binasa natin yung Psalm 41, hindi basta-basta pasok ka agad sa blessed is he that considereth the poor. Hindi basta-basta pasok ka agad doon. Kailangan basahin yung to the chief musician, a Psalm of David. Now, who's the chief musician? Meron tayong tatlong choices. Napag-aralan na natin yan. Sa study notes, makikita mo yung 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 17. And you know that passage of scripture now by this time. It could be any of the chief musicians there. I think it's Asaph, but it doesn't matter. It's to the chief musician, the choir director, the choir musician. And it's a psalm of David. So David is the writer of this psalm. And when we look at this psalm, this is a psalm of betrayal. Someone close to David, a friend to David, betrayed him. And David basically had to take his anger and bitterness to the Lord and ask the Lord to help him. And when you look at the life of David, who was that friend that used to be a friend to David and betrayed David? Well, we have one that we know about. At least it fits Psalm 41, and that would be Ahithophel. So, but let's look at the psalm, and then we'll go back to 2 Samuel later. Okay, 2 Samuel later. So, sa ngayon, lagay niyo lang muna yung daliri ninyo sa Psalm 41. Tapos babalik tayo sa 2 Samuel chapter 15 mamaya para makita natin kung sino yung kaibigan ni David na nagtraidor sa kanya. Who was that friend that betrayed him? And how does Psalm 41 fit in the life of Jesus Christ, the Messiah? Because Jesus had a friend that betrayed him too. And so there's a similarity here. Psalm 41 is not about the Messiah, but in the life of Jesus, during the time of Jesus, he certainly borrows from Psalm 41 and applies it to himself. Who is that friend that Jesus had that betrayed him? Who is that? Well, it's Judas. No? Sino yung kaibigan na nagtraidor kay Jesucristo? Si Judas. So, makikita natin yung parallel. Halimbawa, yung sa buhay ni David, yung kaibigan niya, si Ahithophel, na nag-traidor sa kanya, si Jesus Christ, yung Messiah, yung hari ng buong mundo, may nag-traidor sa kanya. Sino yon? Si Judas. So, ginamit ni Jesus yung Psalm 41 sa buhay niya. Nung siya ay tinaksilan ni Judas. And so, at ang Psalm 41, hindi yan patungkol sa Messiah. Dahil merong mga verses dito patungkol sa sakit, lagnat, or karamdaman ni David. So, hindi pwede yan sa Panginoong Jesucristo dahil si Kristo never siya na makasalanan at naranasan niya yung sakit na ganito, dulot ng kasalanan. Pero hiniram ni Jesucristo ang Psalm 41 at inapply niya sa sarili niya at kay Judas. All right? So again, Psalm 41 is not a messianic prophetic psalm, but the Lord, the Messiah, borrowed from Psalm 41 and applied it to Judas. All right? So to the chief musician, a psalm of David, Blessed is he that considereth the poor. Oh, by the way, let's look at the outline. Tingnan muna natin yung kabuuan ng chapter na ito, 41. Let's look at the entire outline first. And here's a chiasm. Ibig sabihin ng chiasm ay yung nakikita natin yung parallel, no? Again, sa Hebrew poetry, ang importante ay yung rhyme ng isip, hindi yung rhyme ng tunog, ng sound. In Hebrew poetry, the rhyme is not the rhyme of sound. In English poetry, or most poetry today, it's about how it sounds. Does it rhyme? You know, Jack and Jill walk up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown. And all the king's horsemen and all that. Anyway, it's about rhyming sounds. Pero sa Hebrew poetry, hindi rhyming of sounds, dapat rhyming of lines, parallel lines. Oh, so, sa verse 1 hanggang 3, blessed man. Oh, ano yung pares niya? Sa last verse, sa verse 13, blessed Lord. Oh, magkatugma sila, pareha silang blessed. Tapos, sa verse number 4, a prayer for healing. Oh, ano yung pares niya? Oh, sa verse 10 hanggang 12, prayer for healing. So they parallel each other. In a sense, they rhyme, but they rhyme in thought, not in sound. And then, of course, the heart of this Psalm 41 is words of mine enemies. How David exposes his enemies and comes to think about those words that were spoken against him. And those hurtful words from those he thought were his friend, you know, and that's Ahithophel. And so let's look at verse number 1, Psalm 41, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. So he is in the bed of languishing. He's suffering in a sick bed. But God, the Lord will strengthen him. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. God will take care of this guy. God will take care of David. And that's why this is not messianic. Because never did we see him on a bed of languishing or a sick bed. And so this is David suffering for his sin. And what sin did David commit? Well, we know in 2 Samuel 11, he committed adultery with Bathsheba and probably received a disease, physical disease. And so, but he cries out to the Lord and the Lord hears him. You know, when we are sick, when we're not feeling good, the best thing to do is to, yes, take our medicine. Yes, get some rest. But the most important thing to do is go to God and pray. And seek the Lord and ask God, you know, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to deal with me about? And seek the Lord and understand that God is the one who will strengthen us. And if he doesn't take us home, God has a plan and a purpose for keeping us here. We ought to live for him and we ought to make our life count for the Lord. So David learned this lesson. He sinned against God. God punished him. And then he confesses his sin before the Lord and asks God to deliver him. And he's a blessed man. He's a blessed man. David is. So, five verbs that the Lord does for the blessed man. You know what God does for him? And we read verses 1 to 3, five things that God does for the blessed man. He delivers him, he preserves him, he keeps him, he blessed him, and he will strengthen him. So, God, how do you know you're blessed of God? Well, does God deliver you? Does God preserve you? Does God keep you? Does God strengthen you? Does he make all your sicknesses? Does he heal your sicknesses? Does he ease your pain? If he doesn't remove the sickness, sometimes he just eases the pain. It's the Lord who strengthens us when we are not doing well. But the care that God has for us. You know why we're blessed? Because God cares for us. That's why we're blessed. And we're not blessed because of who we are. We are blessed because of who Jesus Christ is. Our blessings don't come from us. Our blessing comes from Jesus, and God blesses us because Jesus is our high priest. Jesus is our mediator. He goes between us and Jehovah God. And without Jesus, man, we're cursed. Without Jesus, it's a lake of fire for us, for our future, an eternity in hell. But when we are in Christ, when we know Jesus is our Savior, and man, when you're sick and not feeling good, you can pray and ask God to help you, and God will help you. If he doesn't, he'll take you home. You still have eternal life in heaven, and it'll be a fountain of life instead of a lake of fire because of Jesus. Man, we're blessed. The blessed man. Now, David goes into prayer in verse number 4. I said, Lord, here's two requests that David had. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. You see the two requests for David. Prayed for God to be merciful, and he prayed for God to heal his soul. Now, the soul here is referring to his body and his spirit. His physical body, not just the immaterial part, you know, but it's the word soul here covers the entire human composition of man, body, soul, and spirit. David needed God to heal his body and his spirit. So he appeals to God for mercy and for healing. And did God answer his prayer? Well, David could have died. He could have died when he committed adultery against Bathsheba. God could have killed his life, but he prayed for mercy and confessed his sin. And God is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. God forgave David and gave him 20 some odd more years to live. And David lived clear until 70 years old, according to the scriptures, because of God's mercy. And because of prayer and mercy, we can even extend our life and the life of those we love if we pray, sincerely pray. And if they sincerely confess before the Lord, God has mercy. And mercy because of Jesus. God's mercy is because of Jesus. Remember that. All right, so here are the words of the enemies of David, the friend that betrayed him. And imagine this, applying this to Jesus when he was betrayed. Well, verse number 5, mine enemies speak evil of me. Mine enemies speak evil of me. Is that strange that your enemies would speak evil of you? Well, duh, what do you expect your enemies to do? Love you and speak nice about you? Of course not. So anyway, my enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die? See, that's an enemy. They don't want the best for you. They want to kill you. They want you to die. Sounds like the devil. His name perish. If he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. He's a betrayer. He's a liar. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. They're planning. How can we destroy him? How can we kill this guy? Total disregard for his health and for his well-being. That's how the enemy operates. That's how the devil operates. He doesn't want you to do well. He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to rob, steal, kill and destroy. And so we shouldn't be friends with the devil. And so it goes on here. And verse 8, an evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast to him. Oh, look at David, man. He got an evil disease. And now he that lieth, he shall rise up fast unto him, rise up no more. So the enemies were looking at David. They said, well, look at David. He's sick. He's not doing too well. He's going to die. Well, when is he going to die? He's never going to rise up again. Yay. Woohoo. And they're happy. That this is wicked, evil, betraying, sinful friend. Verse number 9. Yea, mine own familiar friend. My, this is where it hurts. Mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread. I even supplied him with food and he betrayed me. He lifted up his heel against me. So who's the friend of David that ate of his food, served with him, and yet betrayed him? Well, let's go over to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. And look at verse number 12. 2 Samuel chapter 15 and verse number 12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel. Absalom is David's son. Ahithophel was David's counselor. Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. So, yung anak ni David, si Absalom, kudeta. Kukunin niya yung kaharian ng kanyang tatay na si David. At isa sa mga sumali sa kudeta ni Absalom ay si Ahithophel, yung counselor ni David. And look, for example, 2 Samuel chapter 15, look at verse number 31. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. Look over here. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And God answered that prayer, because Ahithophel counseled Absalom to attack David, but Hushai counter the advice and said, no, Absalom, attack him later. And Absalom listened to Hushai. Ahithophel realized that he was in trouble. David's coming back and David's going to rule and reign, and he's going to execute him because of his traitor, because he was a betrayer, and bring justice. So guess what Absalom did? Guess what Ahithophel did? He hung himself. Suicide. So sa buhay ni Kristo, ganun din. And the Messiah is no different. He was serving, he was healing, teaching, preaching. And his friend, who was his friend that betrayed him? Judas. And when Judas understood and realized that he betrayed the Son of God, Judas committed suicide. Guess how he died? He also died just like Ahithophel. He died by suicide hanging. Satanic, devilish, isn't it? But it's interesting how these parallel in the scriptures. So we find a prayer for healing. Again, a prayer for healing. Verse number 10. but thou, O Lord. And so David again looks into his enemy's words, and then he looks to the Lord in prayer. And this is how Psalms usually is. The book of Psalms, always you're troubled, you have problems, and then you turn your focus from self and trouble. You turn your eyes upon the Lord, Jehovah God. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me and raise me up that I may requite them. Ibig sabihin ng requite na bigyan mo ako ng awa, dakilang Diyos, isauli mo ako, itaguyod mo uli ako, dakilang Diyos, at isasauli ko ang hustisya sa mga kalaban ko. And so, requite means to revenge or to execute justice, to return. To return the crime that was put against him. To bring them to justice. By this, I know that thou favorest me because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. I know God is favoring me. Because if it wasn't for the Lord, my enemies would have defeated me. They would have triumphed over me. I mean, how many times the devil should have gotten me? The devil should have destroyed me. But the Lord was merciful. And it was God that protected me and preserved me. I think we can all have a testimony of the goodness of God like that. All right, so verse 12, as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settest me before thy face forever. The reward of David is the presence of the Lord. David had integrity in his heart. Alam niyo po yung ibig sabihin ng integrity. Ang ibig sabihin ng integrity, totoo siya sa harapan ng Diyos. At ang kanyang gantimpala ay ang nasa presensya siya ng Panginoon. David's reward is being in the presence of the Lord. Settest me before thy face forever. So, then David finishes Psalm 41 with the blessed Lord. This is where Psalm 41 ends. Verse 13, blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and to everlasting. Amen and amen. A double amen. And so this is how the book of Psalm, book one, ends. It ends in a blessing, a benediction, a blessing. Thinking of the blessedness of God. When you know that God is blessed and God is powerful, the thing that we can do, our obligation, is to worship Him and obey Him. Because of how good God is and how great God is and how blessed He is. Blessedness is the attribute of God. That's why when you're connected with the Lord Jesus, you're blessed. You're blessed because of Him. The double amen is for emphasis. You know, Pastor Valoria preached Sunday on verily, verily. Amen and amen. For emphasis. There are no extra words in the Bible. This isn't just, you know, because David, you know, had nothing else to say. No, David was saying, I'm emphasizing this, man. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. Amen and amen. Blessed be the Lord. Jesus does the same thing in John chapter 3. Let's go, for example, to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse number 3. Here's an example where Jesus uses that amen and amen, that double emphasis. In the New Testament, it's translated here, verily, verily, but it's the same idea. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, to Nicodemus, verily, verily, there you have it. Amen and amen. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. emphasizing this. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's why we emphasize everybody needs to get saved. Everybody needs to be born again. In the spirit, everyone needs to be born again. We have the guarantee, the double emphasis from Jesus. If you're not born again, you will not enter the kingdom of God. And that's the spiritual kingdom. It's not fit for corrupt, sinful man. Our first birth is physical. He that is born in the flesh is of the flesh. The second birth is spiritual. He that's born of the spirit is spirit. You see. And book one of Psalm finishes with the blessing and the benediction of knowing the Lord God of Israel. And blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. There's no beginning with God. There's no ending with God. He's everlasting. His kingdom shall never end. Amen and amen. Well, there you have Psalm number 41. It's an amazing psalm going back to the time. And Jesus used this when Judas betrayed Jesus. Jesus borrowed from this psalm. John, let's look at John, last verse here. John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse number 18. This is where Jesus borrows from Psalm 41. John chapter 13, verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. Here it is. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Oh my. So applying it to Judas. And interesting how Judas and Ahithophel both committed suicide by hanging after betraying. Ahithophel betrayed David, Judas betraying Jesus, and Jesus applying Psalm 41 to his situation. Well, anyway, let's pray and ask the Lord to bless, and we'll be done with our study. Next Wednesday, we're going to do a review of Psalm 1 to Psalm 41. It's called Book 1 of the Probing the Book of Psalm. We're going through the Book of Psalm, and I appreciate that. And we'll make a review before we go on to Book number 2. But let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for these precious words. We thank you, Lord, that although we have enemy, Lord, number one, the devil, and we fight the world system, that enemy number two, and then we fight our own flesh, probably the worst enemy, enemy number three, ourselves. And Father, we look to you for victory, Lord. We help us not to be defeated by our foes, Lord. Help us to be cleansed of our sin and help us to have a right relationship with you. And Father, we can pray and ask and believe that you will heal, that you will deliver, that you will come through for us because you are blessed. And we acknowledge who you are. And we know who we are. And we know that we are in Christ, Lord, because of his mercy, you can help us, Lord. So Father, we just ask that you bless these words. Help it to be an encouragement to our brethren, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.